Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Elston. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Elston. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. And now, play ball. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Will strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Neal hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Elston fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Elston. Neal moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snider takes first base on ball four. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Amoros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal scores. Snider moves to second. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koufax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Dodgers, 1. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will is 0 for 1 in the game. Will strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Snider. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaras is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Amaras hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cimolai is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimolai takes first base on ball 4. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanella hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a pop-up towards short. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Cal Neiman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Neiman moves to second. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elston is 0 for 1 in the game. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amoros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Amoros hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. Speak hits a pop-up towards short. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Campanella is 0 for 2 in the game. Campanella hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. John Rosporo pinch runs for Roy Campanella. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosporo moves to second. Two outs. Carl Furillo pinch hits for Sandy Koufax. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. John Rosporo now catching. Don Bessant now pitching. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan strikes out. 1 out. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elston is 0 for 2 in the game. Elston hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Bessant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gilliam moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amoros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Amoros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gilliam scores. Snyder moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Dodgers, 2. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson bunts towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. Roseborough moves to second. One out. Pee-wee Reese pinch hits for Don Besant. Pee-wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clem Labine now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speak is 0 for 3 in the game. Speak strikes out. 1 out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neiman strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elston is 0 for 3 in the game. Elston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Snider is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Snider hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Dodgers, 3. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 4 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Amoros is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Amoros takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Turk Lowne now pitching. Gino Cimoli, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cimoli is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodges moves to third. 2 outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Cimoli moves to second. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roseborough hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.